Welcome, I'm Rhonda.
And I'm Jared.
And this is
Why Conversations,
where we inspire,
engage,
uplift,
and motivate change around our YMCAs.
Brought to you by YMCA of Delaware, Spark Studios. Hey everyone, just wanted to highlight a special day that is upcoming this Sunday on May the 12th, which is Mother's Day. I have this quote that I want to share with you all, and it says, "Behind all your stories is always your mother's story, because hers is where yours began." And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunties, our caregivers, anyone who has a hand in raising someone and being there for them. I do want to give a huge shout out to the person that gave me life and brought me here into the world, which is my mom, who's passed on about 28 years now. I want to say thank you to her, because who I am, and just like how this quote says, her story is my story, and who you see sitting here and who you hear listening to is the person that I am, the woman I am, the mother I am, the grandmother I am, the sister I am, the friend I am, because I learned from a great example. She was my hero. She is one to always be celebrated and truly missed on this day. But I just want to say and encourage you all to love the ones around you, continue to uplift them and encourage them. And happy Mother's Day to all our moms.
Yeah, well, and I have said many times that my leadership has been impacted by the women in my life. And I had three just wonderful women. I had two great grandmothers, one called Nana and one called Grandma. Yeah. And then my mother, Margaret. And I told this story on our all staff meet in about the blizzard of 78. Like, there was for probably 2 weeks, the city of Providence, Rhode Island, got shut down.
Oh, wow.
And I remember even, these helicopters dropping some food. That's how bad it got. Like, people were stuck in their houses. People got stuck in on their cars on 95. And I'll never forget that my grandmother made this huge pot of soup.
Oh, wow.
It was called manchupa. Like, it's a Portuguese dish.
Okay.
And you just got everything you can imagine in that soup. Like, in the pot is, huge. Well, she didn't give it to us to eat. She gave it to the folks who were in the factory stuck in.
Oh, wow.
It was a Nabisco factory. And that was the moment I was inspired to serve others, right?
Yeah.
She was really concerned about her neighbors.
Yeah.
And I think that's a powerful lesson that we've learned from so many mothers throughout the history of time, the importance of being good neighbors. And it reminds me of the point that it takes a village to raise a child.
Very much so.
So my mother was blessed to have these two great partners to support her three children. And so
I heard you say yesterday, you said it on the all staff, you said that it taught you how to be resilient. Mm-hmm. It taught you how to be forgiving, and it taught you how to be brave, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah. We had some tragedy in my family, and I'll never forget that day. I was just broken on the inside.
Right.
I felt like my world had short us chatted. We lost someone in our family who they lost their life really prematurely, and I'll never forget my grandmother sitting at the oven just cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking dinner for everybody that was there in support. And I thought to myself, how is she doing that?
Yeah.
How is she not breaking down right now, crying? And that was the moment I learned that you have to be brave, you have to be resilient, and then you have to also be forgiving.
Yeah.
You have to be forgiving, because it's hard sometimes when you lose people and things you don't understand. We're quick to blame.
Yeah.
But women teach us every day to be forgiving. Women are so forgiving. When I look at women's sports, I'm amazed. Like, somebody just shot a J in your face, and a woman gives the other woman a high five. Like, no, you ain't getting no high five. My testosterone won't let me. My testosterone limits my ability to sort of give you the acknowledgement of your greatness. But if we just look and learn from women, I affirm this. I believe that this world would be a better place if there were more moms leading it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sitting in the studio again today is my friend Julie. And she told me once about this story about how you know, when she's working and she got to go home, and then after a long day, she puts it down in the kitchen. At least that's what she says. She puts it down in the kitchen.
Okay, Julie.
And, you know, she got to support her children sometime doing work. People, particularly men, don't understand that. Like, and so I celebrate you in that. All those different hats that women wear, and more women in the workplace.
Yeah,
you know.
So it's funny because I am one of nine, so I have a lot of siblings, and watching my mom strategically take care of all of us, and not only just take care of us, but make us all feel like we were an only child. I don't know who has the ability to do that. Yes. And that's one of the things that I miss with her presence, is the ability to kind of just hone in on me and what I was going through, or what, you know, what I needed. But then to be able to kind of do that with everyone else, I always felt like I was the only child anyway. So I want to thank you, Mom, for making me feel like an only child amongst the other ones. And I have great siblings. They're all still here with us, but great siblings. And I'm really thankful for that. Julie, you're still here with us. And do you have any memories of your mom or anything you want to say that you want to share with us today?
Oh, man. I was blessed to have two moms in my life. So my stepmother, who has been with me since, gosh, I think I was about 3 years old.
Okay.
And then my mom. And, you know, it's funny how they're such different people and they've shaped me in such different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can't imagine who I would be without
both of them.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my stepmom was so loving, but like strict at the same time. You know, she was kind of that person that, you know, I knew I could go to and tell anything. But you were also kind of worried, like, oh, you know, I got a D, like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And then, you know, my mom was just this very, just like open and, kind person that always thinks of everybody else.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say they're both not like that, but they had such different personalities. And, you know, I owe so much of who I am to them.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think from a leadership perspective that we have to do a better job also supporting moms in the workplace, having flexible schedules, having flexible
very much so.
Workspaces where folks could either work at home if necessary. Because to me, you know, I was old school for a while, like everybody got to come in the office, right? Whether there's a blizzard or a tornado, be in the office. But when you have competent people that you trust around you, where does it matter that the work gets done?
Mm-hmm.
And think about the benefit that has to their families and their children. Who cares if you're doing a little bit of laundry or you ran to the grocery store in between a meeting? Right?
Because that's what a mom's going to do, because a mother is a great multitasker.
Yes.
So, Kenny, do you have any, and you're still here with us as well, do you have any memories of your mom? Anything that kind of stands out for you?
Yes. So my family dynamic was a little different. My mother was the mother and the father.
Okay.
She raised us. I'm one of seven. I'm the middle child. So three above and three under. And it honestly felt like she was the dad more than she was the mom. But that's because I just was, you know, the stigma, middle children are always different. And I was just so different. So, like, when my siblings would be getting in trouble, I would be sitting there just laughing, like, how are you getting in trouble? She told you to take the trash out, and the trash is in the house. So, but I think the most important lesson that my mother taught me was taking what you have and multiplying it, or taking what you have and make sure you're good.
Yeah, that's good.
Because my mother, she wasn't a college graduate. So her biggest thing was, listen, you have $5. Go buy a dollar soda. So when you come home with soda, get your candy, get your snacks. And that $5 should take you all day.
Yeah.
It should take you all day. You shouldn't be coming back for more. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an amazing lesson as well. My mom used to do domestic work. And she would work in someone's house from 7 to 3, and she would make $35 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And this maybe a couple times a week, but that, I promise you that $70 or whatever she made in a week went a long way. My mom always kept money.
Yeah.
She came home and took care of nine kids.
Well, nine kids.
Oh, that's amazing.
My grandmother also, my mother's mother was a domestic worker as well. And the family, this actually influenced me who I am today. That family that she raised, all of them were like, no joke, doctors and lawyers. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow. I mean, my grandmother had a hand in that. Mm-hmm. Like, she raised those kids.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, every mother wants to be proud of their children.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I experienced that, I said, I'm going to do good for my grandmom and my family name. And that inspired me to go to college and do well and graduate and to be a leader. And I'm like you, Julie. I always think back. I was like, how did she come home? I don't even know how we ate dinner at 6 o'clock, to be honest with you. I mean,
we ate good.
And there was no takeout. There was no takeout.
Nope.
There was no takeout. And one of my favorites was American chop suey. You know what that is?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's like macaroni with some meat in it, with sauce that you make.
Hamburger
like,
helper?
That's what it sounds like right now.
I don't like the way
that's
you
the
said
fancy.
That, Julie.
That's the fancy word for it.
That's a hamburger helper.
You know what? And I used to think we're doing something when we had Franks and beans. We used to cut the hot dogs up and put them in the beans. You do that?
Yeah. We used to. So let me just say this. My dad was a steel worker. So we ate good. We lived good. Mm. And with 9 of us, my mom, whatever she had, she took whatever. And I promise you, I felt like I ate all day long. Like, you know, we came home, dinner was done. The house was clean. Mm. Everything was the way it was supposed to be. My mom was the true essence of a mother / wife / everything she was supposed to be. She encompassed this position that she did not take lightly. She was everything to me and our family.
Yes. Yeah, you just took me there. My mother used to make pizza, and the kids in the neighborhood would love to come over when she made pizza.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was like a thing. It was better than Domino's, I'm going to tell you that right now. It was better than Domino's pizza. Margot's pizza. And dessert, for desserts, I used to love, we used to get those little cakes, those little sponge things. What are they called?
The angel cakes.
Yeah, the angel cakes. Put some strawberries in them with some whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, couldn't tell me nothing. That was a strawberry shortcake for dessert. And let me just sort of say this, too. I have gratitude for my mom. I struggled early as a reader. And when I think I was in the second grade, they were like, well, we need to keep him back. She said, no, you're not keeping my baby back. And every day before I got dessert, I had to used to sit and work on my words and my reading.
Oh, wow.
And so I have to give love to my mom. Said, you ain't keeping my son back.
I love that about him. Don't you love that about this, us, Julie? Yeah. We have these mom powers that I feel like we wear capes every day and we just soar into different situations.
Yes.
And we got to soar into school. We're in school. We're soaring with our capes.
The mama
and
bear.
Rescuing our babies, right? So that's one of the things I really, really love. It's a blessing to be a mother. It's a blessing to be that person that has reared your children. I feel like moms do that. Yeah. You know, dads work, and I feel like moms are the one who rear the children, you know, and make sure that they are going to be who they're supposed to be. So I'm grateful for that. I really am. Fun fact, and then I'm gonna hush up on it. And I think I mentioned it before. We talked about, when you was talking about desserts. Remember I told you my mom used to make ice cream.
Yeah.
So she would sit the bowl on when the snow came down. She would sit a bowl on the top of our roof, and then she would catch the fresh snow. And then when the bowl was filled up, she would take it down in the kitchen. We just run it down the steps. Can't wait for her to make the ice cream. And the ice cream was the best vanilla bean ice cream you ever tasted. So
I ain't believing that story. I ain't believing no family putting no bowl up on top
bowl.
Of roofs to
so
catch
So you
got to
think
ice.
About it, right? Because back in the day, we lived in a townhouse, a row house. So where my dad was a steel worker, they had these houses that they built for their steel workers. Mm-hmm. So the roof was, tickled a window, and the roof was literally right there at the window. So you can open up the window and the roof right here, you put the bowl out there and you're good to go. So I promise you, I can call up all other, what I got, eight of them. I can call all eight and they'll tell you.
I remember breaking up with my first girlfriend. So I walked, she lived a block all the way. I'm like, ooh. And then you just get to your mom and she says, baby, everything's going to be all right.
But wait a minute, did she tell you she didn't like her anyway?
Oh. Yeah.
And that's what it was. That's why she said, come on.
She knew some things I wasn't saying. You know, they got that. They got that. I think y'all have like x-ray vision. Like you really could see through things and people and know things when it's real, authentic, and when it's fake.
Yes.
Like you can't with women. You got to be careful.
I feel like when God put Adam to sleep and gave us that rib, he gave us something extra alongside that, because we definitely have it. We have it all. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be a woman. I'm grateful to be a mom, grandmom, and auntie, and everything else. So I just want to take this time to say Happy Mother's Day all our moms and caregivers and grandmoms and aunties and all those who just step in and step up. Our stepmoms. I was a stepmom. Our stepmoms and everybody who just step in and step up to make sure that our babies, that our families are doing okay. Happy Mother's Day to you. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the YMCA of Delaware Spark Studios. This has been another episode of Y Conversations. If you feel ignited, hop on over to our streaming platforms and tell your friends. Don't forget to be the spark for change.